Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Rabbit Warsler. Batting second. The shortstop, Hal Rein. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Sweeney. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Otis Miller. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jack Rothrock. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Will Seymour. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Will Seymour. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jimmy Moore. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dib Williams. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wade Hoyt. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Wade Hoyt. And now, play ball. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sweeney moves to second. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a pop-up towards short. Rein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a pop-up towards first. Sweeney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran takes first base on ball four. Jimmy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cochran. The throw from Berry and he is safe. Cochran steals second. Jimmy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball towards right. Webb settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Webb. Fox moves to third. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes strikes out. Two outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Willsie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Warsler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Warsler. The throw from Cochran and he is out, Williams applying the tag. Two outs. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 0-for-1 in the game. Rhine hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoyt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Kramer moves to second. Jimmy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox strikes out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rothrock. Miller reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Miller. The throw from Berry and he is out, Miller applying the tag. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoyt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 1 in the game. Rothrock hits a pop-up towards short. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoyt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Cochran hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Willsie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Warsler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moore moves to second. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 0 for 2 in the game. Rhine hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moore moves to third. Warsler moves to second. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sweeney hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver. Fox reaches second base with a double. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoyt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 2 in the game. Rothrock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hoyt takes first base on ball 4. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Webb. Bishop reaches second base with a double. Hoyt moves to third. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 3 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hoyt scores. Bishop scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Will Seymour is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Warsler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 3 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ryan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 3, and Boston Red Sox, 0. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.